My name's Brad Bella. I'm a beef rancher from Throckmorton, Texas.
You were part of the film Farmland. What was that like?
It was very interesting, a lot different from my day-to-day job, but it was a good experience. I didn't know what to expect, having a camera crew come onto the ranch and go to work with me, but it was a good experience. They came and wanted to show my viewpoint and what I actually do every day. They didn't have an agenda of any kind, and so it was really easy to work with them, and they wanted to know what I was doing and where they should stand to get, the best shot of to convey, what was actually happening from day to day. And so it was a great experience, a great crew, and I really enjoyed it.
Give me your impression of what made it to the screen.
You know, I had no clue what was going to make it to the screen, but I was very pleased to see, like I say, there was no agenda. It was my daily life at work and with my family, and just a real honest portrayal of me and my family.
For those who said we heard earlier that there are some detractors that say that this is an unrealistic view of farming in America, how do you react to that?
You know, I don't know. It disappoints me a little bit. There was actually a critic, I read an article who said, and I found it very funny, that, they were trying to find something to pick on the film. And I think that that's the only thing they can come up with. And it's not true. One person actually said that my shirts remained impossibly starched throughout filming, which, my wife said, "Hey, that's awesome. You look nice." But I said, these aren't even iron, much less starch. So, it kind of bugs you that they have to nitpick and find, like I say, false things that aren't even true. It's disappointing because, I know myself, and now I've met the other guys in the film, and we're all authentic. It's the real deal, and it's real ag.
How has your life changed since this came out?
I've gone to a few more farm shows, and that's about it.
Tell me about your place.
We ranch in between, I call it the middle of nowhere. It's Throckmorton County, in between Dallas and Fort Worth and Lubbock, and between Abilene and Wichita Falls. Rocky, rolling plains, lots of brush and mesquite, and some wheat farms as well. So, definitely cattle country.
And you're grazing and feeding?
We graze cattle, yes. On native pasture and wheat pasture as well.
Okay. Do you sell them as feeders then?
We do, yes.
Is this something that you'd do again?
I definitely think so. The time commitment, there wasn't a time commitment. At the same time, it wasn't. The film crew made it as convenient as possible. But there were still some hoops to jump through, and it was actually a tough time personally with my family. My wife was expecting twins, and we were extremely busy at the time. But I'm very proud of it, and yes, I think I would definitely do it again.
Do you know why you were chosen?
I do not know why. James has not. We've asked him multiple times. How'd you even find us? And he'll say is that he did his research. So, well, we've all decided that we're all pretty active in statewide different ag groups. I'm active in Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers. Layton's real active in Farm Bureau. Ryan is part of Pork Producers. So, we're all active in organizations, and we're assuming that he, like you say, did his research, and maybe that's how he found us.